something that everyone would want and adore.
所以每一个人啊, 都用尽了所有的力量啊, 要来追求美满的家庭。
And so everyone would make their best effort to have this blissful family.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget,
真正能够让我们家庭美满的就是主耶稣。
The only one who can make our family full and complete is the Lord Jesus.
你若没有依靠主耶稣, 绝对找不到这一条正确的道路。
If you do not rely on the Lord Jesus, then you will never find this right path.
那么我们在家里呢, 我们就懂得迎接主耶稣到我们家来。
And in our home, we must know how to open up our house so that we can receive the Lord Jesus into our house.
其实主耶稣啊, 是非常喜欢跟我们同住。
The Lord Jesus really wants to dwell with us.
但是很多的家庭不懂。
But a lot of families do not know this.
既然把主耶稣呢, 拒绝在门外了。
They actually have let the Lord Jesus wait outside the door.
这是多么大的亏损啊。
That is such a big loss.
所以我们要怎么样迎接主耶稣到我们家呢?
So how can we receive the Lord Jesus and have him enter into our house?
就是借着来建立家庭祭坛。
That is through establishing the family altar.
也就是说在我们的家有敬拜神的这个生活。
And that means that we have a life of worshiping God in our family.
我们带领自己的家人一起来敬拜神。
We take our family members together with us and we worship God.
有一位父亲啊, 他经常带领家人来读经来祷告。
There's a father who often leads his family into praying and reading the Bible.
当他们读完圣经以后,
and after they read the Bible,
爸爸呢就提出了一个问题啊。
And the father would ask one question.
他说我们这些年来啊, 看到很多的天灾人祸。
In these many past years, we have seen many natural disasters.
有时候一次的灾难啊, 全家人都死掉了。
And in some cases, a whole family would be dead through that one disaster.
很多的悲剧就是这样不断的在发生。
There's many tragedies continue to happen.
他问他的孩子,
so he asked his children,
假如有一天啊,
if one day
我们家遭遇了极大的变故,
our family goes through a great tribulation,
那时候全家人啊, 只剩下你一个人了,
and out of our family members, you are the only one left.
你要如何面对这样的灾难呢?
And how would you face such tribulation?
啊, 他的孩子可能啊, 从来没有想过。
And the child probably have never thought of this question
一下子呢,
before.
也不晓得说怎么回答。
And he didn't know how to respond.
爸爸就接着说了。
And so the father continues.
假如真的有一天你面对这样的灾难,
if one day this happened to you,
你绝对不要去埋怨神哦。
You cannot complain or blame God.
我们知道, 临到我们的, 啊, 一定是出于神的旨意。
We know that whatever happened to us is out of God's will.
因为我们是神的儿女啊。
Because we are God's children.
哎, 但是呢, 我们人的离世啊, 不可怕。
But, and death for humans is actually not that frightening.
因为我们都信主了。
Because we already believe in
God. 我们生命重生了。
We already, our life has already been renewed.
我们离世只不过是, 啊, 肉体这个, 啊, 归途, 我们是灵魂到神那边去了。
Passing away is merely our physical body returning to dust, but yet our soul will return to God.
所以这些没有什么值得悲哀的。
So there is nothing to be sad about.
反而我们是要感谢神。
On contrary, we should thank God.
但是剩下你一个人。
But if you're the only one left,
你要怎么面对未来呢?
How are you going to face your future?
哎, 突然之间, 爸爸就从他身上拿了一块铜框。
And so the dad bring out a like a piece of bronze.
就问他的孩子,
and he asked his child,
这块铜值多少呢?
How much do you think this piece of bronze worth?
他看一看, 大概50块吧。
And the boy said, probably $50.
他爸爸跟他讲,
and so father told him,
主耶稣都给我们智慧,
the Lord Jesus gave us wisdom.
假如你会善用的话,
if you know how to use it,
这块铜呢, 可以制造很多的钥匙圈,
this bronze can be made into a lot of keys.
哎, 可以可能卖到500块。
And you can probably sell those a lot of keychains, and you can probably sell those for $500.
假如你在求主耶稣给你智慧,
if you pray to God and give you more wisdom,
你可以把它做成纪念品啊,
you can make it into a souvenir or some sort.
哎, 那么可能卖到5000块呢,
and you can probably even sell that for $5,000.
假如主耶稣给你更聪明的那个智, 智慧,
if the Lord Jesus give you even more wisdom,
你把它做成艺术品的话呢,
you can turn this into a master art piece.
这个价格可能是很难计算, 无价之宝,
it's probably become a priceless.
他就告诉他的孩子,
so he told his son,
你看耶伯呢, 他就是遭遇了极大的, 灾难,
you see Job, he encountered a great disaster.
孩子都死掉了,
all his children died.
家里财产都被抢了,
all his, he lost all his wealth.
被烧掉了,
and everything he owns was burned.
你看耶伯所面临的苦难,
and look at the suffering that Job went through.
真的是非常的大,
it was truly great.
当他开始的时候,
at the beginning,
他还蛮有信心的,
he was still full of faith.
他说收取在乎神, 啊, 赏赐的也是在乎神。
He says that the Lord give and the Lord take.
神是应当称颂的。
And we should praise God.
可是后来呢, 朋友的误解啊,
but at the end, because his friends had these misunderstandings,
让他非常的痛苦,
he suffered even more.
他竟然埋怨起神来了。
And he started complaining to God.
可是他后来发现啊,
but later on he found out,
神没有做错事情啊,
God did nothing wrong.
埋怨有什么用呢?
What is the use of complaining?
当他谦卑再回到神面前的时候,
when he humbled himself and returned to God,
哎, 神让他知道了,
God let him know,
真的神不会做错事情,
that God never do anything wrong.
后来他自己说了,
and later on he said it
我以前是风闻有神,
himself, I have heard of you,
现在我是亲眼看到神,
but now I have seen you.
结果神 让他苦从苦境转回,
so God had turned his life from suffering,
所得到的祝福啊, 比以前更多,
and into a life that is full of blessing, 哎, even more than before.
所以爸爸趁这个家庭礼拜的时候, 跟孩子谈这些事情,
so through the family altar every week, this father told his son these, all these things.
我从圣灵月刊啊, 看到一篇见证,
and I read this testimony before.
有一个国小四年级的小妹妹,
there was a little sister, fourth grade.
啊, 那么呢, 有一天老师跟她讲,
one day her teacher told her,
我们的校长啊, 要派你参加全市的这个作文比赛,
and our principal is going to send you to this writing competition.
就是某一天的礼拜六,
and but that competition will be on Saturday.
小妹妹听到礼拜六,
and so the little girl heard that it'll be on Saturday.
小妹妹的直接反应是什么呢?
And what was her immediate response?
她跟老师这么说,
and she told her teacher,
啊, 老师很对不起,
teacher, I'm really sorry.
啊, 那一天我不能去参加,
I cannot attend the competition on that day.
你是不是能够请那个第二名的去参加?
Can you ask the second best to go instead?
老师问他说, 你为什么不能参加?
The teacher asked her, why can't you go?
他很慎重地跟老师讲,
and she very seriously tell her teacher,
这个礼拜六是我们要去教会守安息日敬拜神的日子,
Saturday is the day when we should go to church and keep the Sabbath and also worship God.
老师跟他讲, 一天没有去有什么关系啊?
And the teacher said, what's the big deal for you to just miss one day?
小妹妹跟老师讲, 是, 大有关系啊。
The little sister told her teacher, It is a great deal.
这一天的日子是神祝福的日子啊。
This is the day that God blessed.
所以我们很珍惜这样的日子。
And so we must cherish this day.
老师真的不太懂。
And the teacher did not understand what she meant.
真的那么重要吗？
Is it really that important?
就打个电话呢。 去问他妈妈,
so the teacher actually make a phone call to her mother.
妈妈接到老师的电话,
and so the mother received the call.
真的心里很感动,
and she was very moved.
我在家里曾经教导过孩子要尊重安息日,
and at home I've been teaching my daughter to honor the Sabbath.
我的孩子真的听了, 放在心里头,
and she actually took it in.
她坚持她的信仰立场,
and she was firm in her faith.
老师啊, 这个妈妈就跟老师好好的解释,
and so the mom explained to the teacher.
后来老师呢, 就去找校长了,
and so the teacher went to find the principal.
当他要跟校长讲, 这孩子不能参加的事情,
and to tell the principal that this child cannot attend the competition.
啊, 非常的凑巧,
and but very coincidentally,
啊, 校长竟然先开口了,
the principal actually talked to her first.
啊, 上面来通知啊, 那个比赛日期啊, 改了,
and they said that the higher up had changed the date of the competition.
不是在安息日了,
it will not be on Sabbath anymore.
啊, 那这个孩子呢, 就很高兴地去参加了,
and so this child very happily attend.
啊, 得到很好的成绩,
and she got very good results.
所以我们各位, 面临这个孩子所面临问题的时候,
so everyone, if we face the same problem as this child was,
你到底做什么决定呢?
What kind of decision will you make?
是妥协呢?
Will you compromise?
还是坚持呢?
Or will you insist on your faith?
这个就很重要了。
That is very important.
所以我们对信仰呢, 该坚持的要坚持。
And in terms of faith, we must be steadfast and we must insist on what we have to.
这是神所喜欢的。
This is what is pleasing to God.
在旧约时代,
in the Old Testament time,
他们怎么敬拜神的?
How did they worship God?
旧约时代敬拜神是比较复杂一点。
It is the way they worship God is a little bit more complicated.
他们要筑坛献祭,
they have to build an altar and offer offerings.
要献上牛, 献上羊,
they have to offer animals like calf and goat.
就好像亚伯拉罕,
just like Abraham.
好像挪亚,
Noah.
像耶伯也是一样,
or Job.
我们来看耶伯记的第一章,
let us turn to the book of Job chapter 1.
耶伯记的第一章,
Job chapter 1.
耶伯记第一章第五节,
Job chapter 1 verse 5. Job chapter 1 verse 5. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job say, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts, thus Job did regularly.
这段圣经告诉我们清楚,
so,
耶伯是天天献祭,
here it tells us clearly that Job did an offering daily.
为了他家人献祭,
he did the offering for his family members.
他献祭的目的,
and the purpose of his offering,
他说我怕我的儿子犯了罪得罪神,
is that he's afraid his sons may have sinned and may have sinned against God.
他对神有这么绝对的信心,
and he had such a steadfast faith towards God.
他要把他的孩子带到神的面前,
and he wanted to bring his sons in front of God as well.
在新约时代,
in the time of New Testament,
我们今天要亲近神, 不是用献祭的,
and today for us to draw closer to God, we do not need to make an offering.
因为主耶稣已经把自己献上去了,
because the Lord Jesus Christ had already offered himself.
这是最美的祭,
and this is the the
比牛羊呢, 更宝贵啊,
it is a more most precious, and it is more precious than just the animal offerings.
所以我们今天不必献牛献羊,
so today we do not need to offer animals anymore.
那我们怎么样来敬拜神呢?
But how do we worship God now?
主耶稣告诉我们,
the Lord Jesus tells us,
真的是非常简单,
it's quite simple.
主耶稣怎么教导我们来敬拜神呢?
How did the Lord Jesus teach us to worship God?
我们来看约翰福音第四章,
let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章,
John chapter 4.
请看二十四节。
Verses 24.
二十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
主耶稣说，我们敬拜神用心灵跟诚实。
The Lord Jesus tells us that we must worship in spirit and truth.
你看是不是很简单呢？
Isn't that very simple?
我们怎么用心灵敬拜神呢？
How do we worship God in spirit?
我们受洗以后，我们是属于神的人呢。
After we were baptized, we belong to God.
我们在灵里头可以来敬拜神。
In spirit, we can worship Him.
那么尤其我们都受圣灵的话。
Especially if we have received the Holy Spirit,
那对我们帮助更大了。
It's even be more beneficial to us.
那我们能够明白神的旨意。
So that it will help us understand God's will.
因为神的旨意能够让我们走上正确的道路。
God's will lead us into the right path.
让我们看到魔鬼的诡计。
It will show to us what are the schemes of Satan.
邪灵这种东西看不到。
Because the evil spirit we cannot see with bare eyes.
但你从圣经你可以分辨什么叫做邪灵。
But from the Bible we know how to recognize an evil spirit.
比如嫉妒啦，纷争啦。
And for example, envy or dissensions.
经常就充满在我们心里头。
If our heart is filled with those things.
圣经提醒我们。
Then the Bible reminded us.
这个是从魔鬼来的。
These are all from Satan.
所以我们信主的人很清楚知道。
And as Christians, we know this.
魔鬼什么时候会进到我们心里头？
When will Satan enter into our heart?
我们要怎么样来拒绝这个魔鬼？
And how can we resist Satan?
就是顺服神的话。
That is to by obeying God's words.
魔鬼就出去了。
Then the Satan will get out the door.
他不敢在里面了。
He would not dare to stay within our heart.
圣灵好像光照了我们的心。
The Holy Spirit is just like the light that shines in our heart.
我们就很清楚我们到底在做什么。
Then we are very clear of what we're doing.
所以用心灵敬拜神是多么重要。
And it is very important to worship in spirit.
再来就是用诚实敬拜神。
The next is to worship in truth.
神绝对诚实。
And God is truth.
魔鬼是说谎的。
And Satan is the liar.
所以我们敬拜神一定要诚实。
So when we worship God, we must worship in truth.
可是在我们生活当中。
And in our life.
有不少人觉得说，有时候说一点谎话有什么关系啊？
Some people said that it's okay to lie once in a while.
譬如说我们在买东西的时候。
For example, when we are buying something.
买一只手机。
Let's say you're buying a cell phone.
可能啊，你买那个冒牌的，可能大概几百块就买到了。
If you buy a fake brand, it's probably only cost you a couple hundred.
但是你要买正牌有版权的哈，哦，那可能一千多块啊。
But if you actually want to buy the real thing, it's probably $1,000.
哇，价格差不多那么多。
And the price is such a huge difference.
一般人都常认为自己很聪明。
Some people think that they are very smart.
冒牌的便宜多了。
And just buy the fake one is so cheap.
功用也差不多嘛。
And the function is about the same.
有的为了贪了这一点点的钱呢。
And some people, because they have greed over this small amount of money.
去买这个冒牌的。
So they bought the fake one.
我想神不太喜欢这个。
And I think God will not be pleased with that.
因为这个是不诚实。
Because that is not true.
现在这个社会啊。
In this society today.
做买卖很多人是违法。
A lot of people would do trades illegally.
这就是不诚实。
That is not true.
不诚实，你敬拜神有什么用呢？
And if you are not true, and then what is the use of you worshiping God?
神不会接受。
God will never receive that.
所以我们一定要小心。
So we must be very careful.
有一个青年啊。
There's a youth.
他们到欧洲去读书。
They went to Europe for study.
毕业以后。
After graduation.
他就去就业，就要跟对方是公司的这个应，就是面谈了哈。
And so he went for a job interview.
哦，他面谈的时候口才非常好。
And he was very eloquent in the interview.
专业的知识非常丰富。
And he was also very skillful in his technical knowledge.
考官呢，看到他的资料。
But the interviewer looked at his documents.
就问他了。
and asked him,
你在我们这边坐火车的时候, 有没有都买票?
And when you're taking trains in our country, do you buy the ticket?
他说没有啦,
he said, no.
几次没有买票?
I did not buy tickets a few times.
他大概四次吧。
How many times? He said, about four.
但是我都有补票。
But
他被抓到以后要补票。
But after I got caught, I would pay.
这考官跟他讲。
And so the interviewer told him,
虽然你是补票了,
even if you did pay back later,
可是你这个行为是不诚实的。
But your habit is not honest.
我们的公司绝对不需要这种。 不诚实的,
and our company do not need such a dishonest employee.
就很坦白直接跟他讲了,
and the interviewer was very clear with him.
我们不能录取你了,
we cannot accept you.
这是在我们生活当中常常发生的,
and this is something that happened very often in our life.
稍微一点不诚实有什么关系呢?
Sometimes you think just a little dishonesty, what's the big deal?
你看一家小小的公司就很重视诚实。
You see that such a small company, they put a lot of emphasis on honesty.
所以说我们在生活当中,
and therefore, in our life,
我们一定要, 重视这个诚实。
We must pay attention to this honesty and be truthful.
有时候我听一些人这么说了,
sometimes I listen to some people,
在高速公路开车的时候,
when they were driving on the freeway,
有些国家都会去照相,
Some countries had cameras on the freeways.
因为超速嘛,
and because they were speeding.
有些人就这么说了,
and so some people said,
哎呀, 开车都一样了,
and driving is all the same.
10台车可能有7、8台都是超速的,
and out of 10, probably 7 or 8 of them are speeding.
万一倒霉被抓到, 那罚个钱就好了。
If you are unlucky and be the one who get caught, then you just pay the fine. Some people might think, I'll just pay the fine and then that's settled. And they would not even think whether that is legal or illegal. If you broke the law, then you are not truthful. Why must we do things that are not truthful? The Lord Jesus wants us to be truthful. So in our life,
我们都不诚实,
if we are not truthful, then there is no use for us worshiping Him. So we must live a life of truth.
那么我们在家庭礼拜的当中,
and in our family altar,
因为神的话,
because of God's word,
那我们的信仰的根基就越来越扎根了,
then our faith will be more rooted.
现在很多的家庭,
a lot of families today,
不美满的大概, 相当的多了,
there are more of those families that are not a blissful family.
有些地方这么说,
some places they say,
那边离婚的比例大概三分之一的家庭是离婚的。
About 30% of families in that place are divorced.
还有三分之一的夫妻常常吵架。
And about the other 30%, the couples always quarrel.
剩下三分之一还算美满了。
And only about 30% that is a happy family.
但是我们若有信仰的根基,
but if we are rooted in faith,
我相信我们遇到夫妻吵架的时候,
when we have a spouse quarrel,
我们一定会想到神的话,
we will think about God's words.
要怎么弥补这些裂痕呢?
How can we mend what's broken?
靠着那上头来给我的力量, 我就能够做到了。
And I will do that based on the strength that given by God in heaven.
家庭当中呢, 大大小小, 难免会发生争吵。
And we will have a little or big conflict in family.
但是这个争吵如果跟得救没有关系的话,
but if our quarrel or our conflict has nothing to do with salvation,
我们怎么面对呢?
How do we face it?
圣经就告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
我们看哥林多前书的第六章,
1 Corinthians chapter 6,
哥林多前书第六章,
1 Corinthians chapter 6,
请看第六节第七节,
verses 6 and 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6, but brother, goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers. 7. Now therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourself be cheated?
这个地方告诉我们,
Here it tells us,
兄弟告状, 互相告状的时候,
when a brother goes against brother,
不要告在不信主的面前,
do not do it in front of believers.
那怎么做呢?
And what should they do?
第七节说,
Verse 7 said,
你为什么不情愿受欺呢?
Why do you not rather accept wrong?
你为什么不情愿吃亏呢?
Why do you not rather let yourself be cheated?
吃点亏, 主耶稣会弥补给你呢?
All the disadvantages that you receive, the Lord Jesus will pay it back for you.
我们若有这样的观念的话,
if we have such thoughts,
我看在家里就很难吵起来,
then it's very hard for us to have dispute with one another.
家和万事都顺利,
and there's a saying that say if your family is peaceful, then everything will go smoothly.
慢慢的我们就培养了一个敬畏神的心了。
And gradually, we will have this heart of fearing God.
我们会尊神为大。
And we will put God first.
有一位弟兄,
there was a brother.
他在大陆啊, 做生意做了20多年。
He is a businessman in China for about 20-some years.
回头一看,
and when he looked back,
20年的努力是空的。
All the 20 years of effort is actually meaningless.
为什么会空的呢?
Why is that?
他自己反省了。
And he thought to himself,
这20年来我是靠着我力量在拼啊。
In these 20 years, I struggle based on my own strength.
结果是空的了。
Then everything I have is just meaningless.
他悔改了。
And he repented.
我做错了。
I was wrong.
所以他就立志。
And so he made determination.
他亲自跟我讲,
and he told this to me himself.
我现在要为永生来拼命了。
I would now pull all my effort into having eternal life.
永生是金钱买不到的。
Eternal life is something that cannot be bought by money.
有了主才有一切。
And only having the Lord Jesus is that we have will have everything.
他调整了人生的脚步。
So he readjusted his steps in life.
安息日一定来教会聚会。
On Sabbath day, he will always come to church for worship.
朋友经常打电话给他说, 哎呀,我请你吃饭啊。
And his friends always call him and say, come out, I'll treat you to a meal.
他是绝对拒绝的。
And he will always reject.
他说,对不起,礼拜六我不能参加任何的饭局啊。
He said, I'm sorry, but I cannot hang out on Saturdays.
假如说你有紧急的事情,
if you have something important that you need to talk to me immediately, please come find me at church.
坚持哦,
and he is very persistent in that.
甚至教会需要有什么圣工要他帮忙,
and if the church has a lot of church work asking him to do,
他一定调整出他的时间,
he will always adjust and make time for it.
他很会做宗教教育的这个辅导。
He knows very well how to do religious education consultation.
有时候要5天,
sometimes it takes a day or even a week. And he could always find time.
他这样的, 敬畏神啊,
and this is how he fear God. And we really see God's blessing in his life. We can also see how God guides his footsteps.
他有一位高中的孩子啊,
he has a son who's in high school.
到高中的时候才来信主。
And the son only came to believe in Christ in high school.
信主后又受圣灵了。
And after he believed in Christ, he received the Holy Spirit.
这个给他很大的安慰。
And that was a great comfort to this brother.
以前自己都不用心于信仰。
And in the past, he was not paying any attention to his faith.
孩子没有信主好像无所谓。
And he didn't care whether his son believed or not.
现在他知道了。
But now he knows.
孩子不能没有信仰。
That his son cannot live without faith.
所以主耶稣怜悯他。
So the Lord Jesus have mercy on him.
引导他的孩子来信主了。
And so guide his son to come to believe too.
他心中得到很大的安慰。
And he was greatly comforted.
所以这个让我们明白。
So this let us know
信仰对于我们的事业, 对我们的家庭是多么重要。
That faith is very important to our career as well as our family.
啊, 尽管那么重要,
and even though it's so important,
但是还有不少的家庭啊, 啊, 对于这个家庭的忌惮, 还是不太看重。
There are still many families who did not put emphasis on family altar.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
哪里有时间啊?
We don't have time.
哇, 整天很忙啊。
We are so busy every day.
有一个年轻人,
There's a young person.
他杀人了,
he murdered someone.
他在法院里面呢, 法官在审判他,
and in the courtroom, when the judge was talking to him,
法官就问他了,
the judge asked him,
你在家里, 你爸爸有没有在教导你啊?
In your family, did your father ever teach you?
因为法官看到他的背景知道了,
and so because the judge had to look at his background, so he knew
他爸爸是有名的法律的专家,
that his dad was a very famous person of law.
所以就问这个孩子,
so he asked this person,
你爸爸有没有教导你做人啊?
Did your dad ever teach you how to become a person?
他说我在小时候啊常常去找我爸爸。
He said, when I was little, I often go find my dad.
我爸爸很认真地写很有名的法律的书。
And he was always busy writing all these books of laws.
他常常跟我讲,孩子啊,不要吵爸爸,爸爸很忙,你在旁边玩就好了。
He always tell me, don't disturb me, I'm very busy, you just go play at the side.
我爸爸很少跟我谈什么做人的道理啊。
So my dad never teach me anything about life.
当他长大之后,
and after he grew up,
他杀人了,
he killed this person.
报纸登出来了,
and it was all over the newspaper.
这是有名法律教授的孩子啊,
this is a son of a very famous law professor.
你看这个父亲能够承担得起吗?
How do you think that law professor feel? Would he be able to bear all this?
美好的名声就这样被破坏了。
All his good reputation is going down the drain.
所以我们认真想一想,
so if we think about it,
时间是神给我们的,
our time is given by God.
在乎说你怎么去用,
and whether or not, it depends on you how you're going to use it.
你如果认为信仰重要, 你一定会安排这时间来。
If you think faith is important, you will make time.
有些人是这么说的,
and there are some people who said this.
哎呀,现在我的孩子, 长大了, 到外面读书了,
my children are all grown up and they are moving somewhere else to study.
有的去工作了,
some go already work.
要聚在一起, 啊, 不太容易啊。
It's very hard for all of us to get together.
啊, 我有一天啊, 问了我们台湾那些神学生,
and one day I asked my students at the theological program.
那些学生有的是从加拿大来的,
some of them came from Canada,
有的从新加坡来的,
some came from Singapore,
有的从日本来的,
some came from Japan,
从香港来的,
or Hong Kong.
他们呢, 要在神学读, 每半年读4个月,
and they have to attend classes four months out of the 6 months,
然后才能够回家,
and then they can go home.
我就问他们说, 你们家有没有做家庭祭坛?
And so I asked all of them, do you have family altar in your family?
当然有啊。
And they say, of course.
我说怎么做?
I say, how?
我都跟我的家人哈, 约定每天哪一个时间打开, 啊, 平板电脑, 啊, 大家, 啊, 互相分享圣经的道理。
So at a in our family, we set a time, and at that certain time, all of us will go online, and then we will study the Bible together.
大概每天大概15分钟,
and it was about only 15 minutes a day.
我就发现到, 推进家庭祭坛有什么困难?
And so that's how I realized that it's not really hard to have family altar.
虽然不一定要一起聚在家里,
and even though not all of you has to be physically together in a room, but technology now can solve our problem.
有些人这么说,
and some other people
哎呀,
say, we have to go to service.
啊, 晚上的聚会,
and we have service in daytime and nighttime.
难道一定要读圣经吗?
Do I have to read the Bible?
有一个弟兄就做这样见证。
There's a brother who gave this testimony.
他很认真聚会。
He attending services very diligently.
但是他也不忽略每天读圣经。
But he also always read the Bible every day.
他是一个高级的警官呢。
He's a high-ranking police officer.
有一天呢，他的工作压力太大了。
And one day he had a lot of pressure at work.
他受不了了。
And he was barely able to bear it.
就突然想到，干脆死了算了。
And so he suddenly had this thought that he would rather die.
他就拿起了手边那一把手枪啊。
And so he took his gun.
就顶在这太阳穴。
And he put it at his temple.
准备要开枪了。
He was ready to fire.
当他要准备开枪的时候。
But at the time when he's ready to pull the trigger, he lowered down his head.
然后就要开枪。
And he would pull the trigger.
当他低下头来的时候。
But when he pulled down his head,
看到昨天写的一张纸条。
He saw a note that he wrote yesterday.
那张纸条是因为昨天读了一段圣经写的。
And yesterday, he wrote that note because he read this Bible verse.
就是腓立比书的第四章。
It's Philippians chapter 4.
第六节到第七节。
Verses 6 to
7. 六节七节。
Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
他把这两节经文呢，就写了中文两个字啊，交托。
And so after he read these two verses, he wrote on his post, on a note to trust.
很奇妙，那张纸条放在桌上。
And very miraculously, he just put the note on his table.
当他刚要开枪的时候。
When he was about to pull the trigger,
那张纸条叫醒了他的心。
That a note actually awakened his heart.
要交托。
To entrust.
想到，哎呀，赶快去祷告。
And so he think to himself, I need to go pray.
真的很感谢神。
But and really thank God.
祷告以后，压力就没了。
After he prayed, all his pressure went away.
他说：“感谢主啊。”
He said, thank God.
这段经文救了我一条命。
These verses have saved my life.
各位，你有这样经验吗？
And let me ask you, do you have this kind of experience?
常常读圣经，一定会有的。
And I believe if you often read the Bible, you'll have some similar experience.
我也是有过这样经验。
I had similar experience too.
当我遇到极大困难的时候。
When I had a great difficulty.
祷告两三个礼拜了。
I prayed for it for 2-3 weeks.
非常的无助。
And I feel very hopeless.
突然在祷告当中，让我想到了。
And in my prayer, I suddenly have this thought.
我想到什么？
What did I think of?
诗篇84篇的11节。
Psalm 84, verse 11.
诗篇八十四篇的十一节。
Psalm 84, verse 11.
请念。
Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
这一节提醒我。
And these Bible verses reminded me.
神未曾留下一个好处不给那些行动正直的。
And no good thing will he withhold from those who work uprightly.
所以让我去反省，我什么地方得罪神啊？
And so it let me think and reflect if I ever did something to go against God.
结果真的深入祷告，哎，圣灵会告诉我。
And really, when I was deep in prayer, the Holy Spirit told me.
我就赶快去改掉这个不好的行为。
And I immediately repented and changed my wrong way.
非常奇妙。
It really miraculous.
马上发生效果。
And you'll see the result right away.
问题马上解决。
And all my difficulties were solved.
所以有时候神是借着神圣经的话，个别要来告诉我们。
And so through the words in the Bible, sometimes God is trying to tell us something.
所以这读圣经真的是非常重要。
So reading the Bible is truly very, very important.
有人就问，那怎么读啊？
And some people ask me, then how should I read the Bible?
其实不是很难。
It's really not that difficult.
你就要常常去读它。
You just need to read it often.
那不懂就问别人。
And if you don't know something, just ask.
问传道长子。
You can ask the minister or pastor.
譬如说我们读到马可福音。
For example, when you read the book of Mark,
Mark
chapter 1,
圣经很长啊,
the Bible is very long.
那你呢, 只要抓住一节来灵修就好,
you just need to pick one and meditate on it.
第一次读过你一定发现, 诶, 哪一节经文啊, 哎, 对哦,很有那个, 一种感受了。
And when you read the first time, there is probably this one Bible verse that catches your attention.
比如说马可一章六节,
for example, Mark chapter 1, verse 6.
圣经怎么把人穿什么、吃什么都写下来呢?
Why is it that the Bible recorded what a person eats and what a person wears?
真的那么重要吗?
Was it that important?
圣经都是很重要的。
And everything recorded in the Bible are important.
这里写说他腰束皮带。
He says here he had a leather belt.
这不是很平常吗?
Isn't that very common?
尤其弟兄都一定腰束皮带嘛。
Especially brothers, you probably all have leather belts.
再想一想,
but if you think about it more, what does it mean to have a leather belt?
我们穿裤子都没有束皮带的话，人家看起来很懒散，没有精神。
And if we wear pants without belt, then it will get very loose and we do not look as strong.
尤其是大圈的，一定要束皮束腰的。
Especially if you are going into a fight, you must gird it around your waist.
这告诉我们什么呢?
What does this tell us?
积极。
We need to be proactive.
有精神的。
We need to have strength.
想一想。
And let's think about it.
约翰真的很积极啊。
John is like that.
他面对叙利王,
when he was in front of Herod,
在婚姻上面抢夺了他哥哥的太太啊,
King Herod actually married the wife of his brother.
没有人敢责备他,
nobody was there to rebuke him.
约翰敢责备他,
only John.
但是约翰付出很大代价,
but John had to pay it with a great price for that.
头都被砍掉了,
he was decapitated for
约翰还是要说,
that. And but still, John still have to speak up. You see how he was very proactive.
这对我们来读经来讲也是一样。
And towards us reading the Bible, this is the same attitude.
多做就少错。
And if you do more, then you did wrong less.
你少读你就, 会错。
But if you read it less, then the possibility of you doing wrong is bigger.
不要怕困难。
So this is telling us, do not be afraid of the difficulties.
越读圣灵也会越帮助你了。
The more you read it, the more the Holy Spirit will guide you.
你的灵性造就很大。
Then it will be very edifying for your faith.
当然了，我们读在家里做家庭礼拜读经之后啊。
And so after you have family altar and do it every week.
有时孩子会提出一些问题来。
Sometimes you have some questions.
可以做机会教育。
And you can use that as an opportunity for teaching.
有一个孩子问妈妈,
One child asked his mom,
哎呀,我最近很孤单啊。
And I feel very lonely lately.
妈妈知道他的意思了。
And so the mom knew what he meant.
妈妈跟他讲, 你把窗户打开。
And so mom told him to open the window.
你看外面有什么?
And tell me, what did you see outside?
哦,很多人啊。
He said, a lot of people.
妈妈跟他讲, 你去拿一面镜子过来。
And the mother told him, go get me a mirror.
他就拿过来,
and so he did.
你看镜子有什么?
What did you see in the mirror?
看到我啊,
only me.
妈妈说没有错。
And the mother said, that's right.
你假如整天打电脑玩平板的话,
if every day what you're doing is just playing video games, looking at your iPad,
当然是孤单嘛。
Of course you're lonely.
你要找机会去教会聚会。
You have to take the opportunity to go to church, attend service. We have so many brothers and sisters. And they are all smiling. And you go to church, greet them. And if you go and help with the holy work at church, then you will never feel lonely again. And so the mother used this opportunity to teach him. And so in our family altar, we have so many topics that we can talk about. And I feel very joyful.
这有时间的话,
and if you have more time,
找一首诗来唱一唱,
you find a hymn and sing together.
比如说我们找到, 394首,
for example, hymn 394.
那一首诗歌说, 感谢神,
say thanks to God.
我祷告蒙垂听，当然要感谢神。
When my prayer was answered, of course I need to thank God.
我祷告不蒙垂听，我也感谢神。
When my prayer are not answered, I still have to pray.
任何事情都懂得感谢神。
In everything, I need to know how to thank God.
好，大家就分享了。
And then we can start sharing.
他们家人就分享啊，我最近听到一个见证呢。
And someone shared that recently I heard a testimony.
有一个弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
刚刚信主啊。
When he first believed in Christ.
啊，结果家里呢？很贵重的东西被偷了。
One of his valuable possession was actually stolen.
损失大概是80万。
It's about 800,000.
哇，太生气了。
And he was very angry.
信耶稣有什么用？
What's the use of believing in Christ?
耶稣也不会保护我。
Christ cannot protect me.
让我损失惨重。
Look at how much I lost.
不来聚会了。
And so he stopped coming to service.
我们有一个执事啊。
We have a deacon.
就去他家安慰他。
And went to visit him.
执事就用了一段圣经跟他勉励。
And the deacon used a Bible verse to encourage him.
就是马太福音十六章二十六节。
Matthew 16 verse 26.
十六章二十六节。
Matthew 16 verse 26. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
当他一看到这段经文啊，
When he saw this Bible verse,
说人若赚得全世界，赔上自己生命，有什么益处呢？
For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
人还能够拿什么换生命呢？
So what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
他恍然大悟了。
And he was awakened.
就竟然会感谢神啊。
And then he even know how to thank God.
哎呀，感谢神。
Thank God.
他来 偷东西的时候，
When the thief came to steal this thing,
我在睡觉啊。
I was sleeping.
啊，感谢神，他没有来杀我。
And thank God that he didn't kill me.
哎，感谢神啊。
And thank God.
偷的东西只是一部分啊。
And that he only managed to take a part of what I have.
没有偷走啊。
I still have a lot of other precious possessions that he didn't steal.
他会感谢的。
And so he even know how to give thanks.
本来是埋怨的。
And he was originally complaining.
现在他会感谢了。
And now he knows how to thank God.
他明白了。
Because he knew.
神在保守他。
That God is watching over him.
就开始发起热心的。
And then he become very fervent.
所以说我们啊，有时候唱唱赞美诗。
And so sometimes we sing hymns.
来分享我们生活的见证。
And we can share our experience and testimony in life.
真的很受造就。
And we should be very edified.
家庭礼拜最后就是祷告嘛。
And of course, the end of family altar is prayer.
家人一起祷告。
We pray together with our family members.
曾经有信徒问我了。
Once a believer asked me,
要祷告什么？
What should we pray for?
我说要祷告的事情很多。
I said there are a lot of things to pray for.
你看我们每次祷告的手要握起来。
Say, do you see like we always clap our hands when we pray?
当你握手的时候，
when you clap your hands together,
你有没有看到这个大拇指啊？
You see your thumb.
它是靠近你的。
It's closest to you.
这代表什么？
What does that mean?
代表全家人呢、啊。
It represents all your family members.
你有没有为你全家人祷告呢？
Do you pray for your family members?
第二根指头呢？
And how about your index finger?
代表教会这领导者。
It represents all the leaders at the church.
也代表我们政府这些领导者。
Also our leaders in our country.
我们要为他们祷告。
We need to pray for them as well.
第三根。
How about the third finger?
最长的。
The longest.
现在没有信主人最多了。
And we have a lot more people who are not believers yet.
要特别为这些没有信主人祷告。
We must especially pray for those who have not believed.
没有神是最可怜的。
Because it's the most pitiful when they don't have God.
第四根指头呢？
The fourth finger
是我们软弱的弟兄姐妹。
Is our weak brothers and sisters.
想一想也不少啊。
And if you think about it, we have quite a lot.
我们为他祷告，表示我们关心。
When we pray for them, we cares for them.
甚至提醒我们要采取行动去关心他。
It even reminded us that we need to take action to care for them.
最后一根是代表自己啊。
The last finger represents yourself.
我们自己有很多的软弱，也要祷告啊。
We have a lot of weaknesses ourselves, and we need to pray for that too.
所以信徒弟兄姐妹想一想，哎，对啊，真的要祷告的事情太多了。
And so if we think about it, that's right. There are a lot of things for us to pray for.
祷告当中 一定会有体验的。
And when you pray, you have experience.
就好像你看到神的荣耀一样。
And just like you seeing the glory of God.
这样的信仰经验多么可贵啊。
All these kind of spiritual experiences in faith is very precious.
有人这么说。
Some people say,
有钱的家庭,
a rich family,
他富有不会超过三代。
A rich family will not last through three generations.
常常为了家产而吵架。
Because a lot of times they will quarrel and have conflicts just because of the inheritance.
那么有信仰的家庭呢?
But what about a family of faith?
会不会说不超过三代?
Would it also be that it will not pass three generations? It will not.
有信仰的家庭,
a family with faith,
一定是代代相传啊。
It will pass on from generation to generation. And they will be blessed by God.
所以各位看看我们在座的很多的家庭,
and so if you look at all the families that are sitting right here,
第六代,
some of you are fifth or sixth generation. Because they put emphasis on faith.
代代相传,
and they pass it on through generations.
若不看重信仰的家庭,
and if the family does not pay emphasis on faith,
连第二代都超不过了。
Then they probably would not even pass the second generation. So a family with faith.
你注意观察,
if you pay close attention, they are the family that is most blissful and blessed.
是代代相传的。
And they will pass it on through the generation.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
228首。
228.